Okay, I have been asked to do the TUAQ talk. Okay, so anyway, it's late at night. I can't sleep. So why not do it now? Okay, question one. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I have a very active, vivid imagination, so it is ranked right up there, like right at the top. Well, I lie. It's probably under written erotica. So it's right up there for me though. I like to let my mind wander and being able to lay there and close my eyes and just listen is incredibly arousing. Question two, how did you find your way to GWA and how long did you lurk before you first posted? Somebody told me about it like ages and ages ago, and then I went looking for it on my own one day and found it, and I think I lurked a day before I posted my verification, and that was Christmas Eve 2012. Yeah, that's right. Question three. Have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA? What is that fantasy? As much as you're willing to disclose. That's tricky because I don't think I have just one deepest, darkest secret fantasy. I probably have like a whole bunch. Some recordings have come close. But I guess I'd have to write my own to get it exactly spot on, you know? So I might have to keep that a little bit of a secret because it's giving me ideas. Question four. Which type, genre of GWA recording is your favorite? And have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? I guess SIs are fantastic. The good old student teacher ones always get me going. And I guess the biggest favorite of mine would have to be those good old-fashioned man noises, the yummy yummy man sounds. Can't go wrong with lubing yourself up and just stroking. That has got to be my favorite. Have you discovered any turn-ons? Yes, although I had a lot to begin with, but I'm always discovering new things here that I didn't think would be a turn on, and then all of a sudden they are. This place is terrible. It's corrupted me. I was so innocent before. Question five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? For guys, I'd have to say a nice pair of jeans. They can have a few tears, I don't mind, but fucking no skinny jeans. That just shits me. So a nice pair of jeans and a clean white t-shirt. Nothing's better than that. And for girls, I adore pencil skirts and tight tops. Question six, what do I wear to bed? Question seven, other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? The shower. I like showering with people. I like taking turns, getting clean, and then getting dirty again, and then getting clean again. What accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question includes handcuffs, a corset, adult toys, a paddle, potty paints, candles, any other items you included to enhance the sex. That's a yes to handcuffs. It's a yes to corsets because I love wearing corsets. It's a yes to adult toys. It's a no to a paddle, but yes to a crop. It's a yes to blindfolds. It's a yes to earplugs. It's a yes to a lot of things. Question 9. Have you had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? Yes, I have. And I'm going to go with a little from column A and a little from column B. It was good because it was impulsive. It, at the time, was out of character for me. It was bad because we were drunk. Question 10. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you'd ever do? I have been involved in a foursome before, which was a lot of fun. But what I'd really like to try is a threesome. I think with less people it could be even more intimate. I don't know if that makes sense, but it does to me. It's one of my fantasies, but there's a question about that in a little while, so I'll answer it there. Question 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I would definitely rather be tied up. I love being tied up. When you're nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Being told I can is always a good one. Like, come for me, baby girl. Calling me a naughty name. Slut or whore also gets me going if I'm in that kind of mood. So yeah. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? I don't have multiples, or maybe I should say I haven't been able to have multiple orgasms yet. And my record number, I think, was 6. Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? I would love to have an FFM threesome. And during that said threesome, I would like to instruct the others what to do to each other, and then what to do to me. I would like to be in control. Question 15. Have you, or you and a lover, taken dirty pictures or a video of yourselves? And what has become of those pictures and or videos? Yes, I have. They've been kept in a safe place, I hope. Haven't seen myself pop up on any website yet, so. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. Yes, I have. A long time ago. Not that long, but a while ago. I used to have a friend that would call me while I was on break at work, and he would be masturbating with lube so I could hear exactly what he was doing, and I was not allowed to hang up until he was done, and he did it to me once, like twice in a week, and I was just crazy turned on. So I went into the bathroom and I locked the door, and there was this wooden bench in the room. So I sat down and I pulled my skirt up and I slid my panties to the side, and I couldn't believe how wet I was. I swear I came in like a minute. It was fun, and I had to be very, very quiet. I imagine I had a very guilty look on my face when I walked out of that bathroom. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, also tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked in the right way? Describe. It's odd. I think it's odd, but it's my whole back. If you touch my back lightly, or if you like place your hand on my back, it just sends shivers through me. It makes me tingle. And I love it. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? Not at all. Honest truth, not at all. Not to me. I focus on other things. Their persona, the way they act with me, how commanding and domineering they are, the size of their hands, and if they'd wrap nicely around my throat. That's what I notice. How much does it matter in fantasy? Again, it doesn't. That's not what I focus on in fantasies. Now that I think of it, I don't think I've ever been focused on size. What is your idea of good foreplay? The four T's, baby. Talking, teasing, touching, and tongues. Tongues everywhere. Have you role-played? And what is your favorite role-play? I role-play all the time. When I record my scripts, when I record my stories. I couldn't pick a favorite because I love them all. I love being anything but ordinary. Thank you for listening. Good night.